Tesla has a problem. Well, two problems. The first is the electric car market is cooling off. The initial enthusiasm is dampened as people realize that charging an EV can be a drama. Gas electric hybrids are cheaper, more practical, and Tesla doesn't make them. So the darling of Wall Street is down 44% over the past year. And then there's the second problem. That Cybertruck, which looks like it was dreamed up by an 8-year-old with crayons and construction paper. For a hot minute in 2019, the Cybertruck seemed cool, but it's 5 years later, and as people finally take delivery, some are discovering the vehicle can't handle a rare condition called outdoors. Rust is showing up on the stainless steel panels. Tesla says, pish posh, it's just rail dust that oxidizes on the truck's surface. They say you just clean it off with a non-scratch Scotch-Brite pad. There are 5,000 Cybertrucks delivered so far, but for the moment, deliveries are halted because the accelerator can get stuck on the floor, leaving you at maximum speed with no way to stop. We can't ask Elon Musk any questions because he fired the PR department, and when you hit him up on Twitter, he responds to the media with a poop emoji. Now, I get that some people will drive through walls for a Tesla, and with the Cybertruck, you might, accidentally. So if you want a rusty electric pickup which might not stop, that one critic says looks like an ATM and a toaster had a baby, the base price for a Cybertruck is $67,000.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.